Well, that would be my suspicion now, to be honest. And you know, you're involved in the press. You know that sometimes bad news that nobody wants to see amplified too loudly across the nation can sometimes be released in when there's bigger competition for people's attention. And I would be fearful that might be an attempt made to do that. And I think the members deserve better than that, because bear in mind that it was funding that the members raised through their activities selling tickets and other fundraising methods that was wasted upon this project. Wasted because too small a clique of people were involved in the selection of a candidate, and it all went wrong from there. You don't need to be reminded.
Is it a big surprise that it has taken this long? You're an experienced politician now, that it's taken so long for a review of the entire process to take place.
Well, it doesn't surprise me that it has taken so long, because obviously I understand that Jim Gavin was reluctant to engage initially, and then when it began to look like the report was nearing its conclusion, he demanded that his solicitors would proof it to make sure that, you know, it was as it should have been from his point of view. Now, that's altogether another matter how the public will view that. But you could see how he was entitled to do that. I never expected it was going to be in the middle of November as predicted. I always thought that it would be shoved out at a time in an attempt that it would be buried in the other news. And there's so much other news now to grab people's attention. But the reality is this, that it is the same people, the rank and file members, the loyal members who have stayed with the party through thick and thin. I'll not say for the last 100 years, I doubt very much if there's anyone still with us that was a member in the beginning, but we are next May 100 years old, and we have had generations of the same families. We have had people come and go, and we have had a lot of loyal support on very dark days, post-2011, etc. And I think they deserve better than this.
And finally, is it something that you'd love to see the back of once and for all?
Absolutely. This needs to be just issued, debated, and got rid of, and let the parliamentary party return to talking about the important things, the policy issues that are very vital for this country.